Okay. All right, let's go.
You guys ready?
Are you good?
I know it's only been a day, but can you describe or put into words sort of what this season was like and what it means to come up just short?
Oh, were we describing the season or were we describing the feeling of having
the
now?
The feeling of not winning.
Oh, it's everything from agonizing to angry to disappointed to shocked to, you know, then you're sure that's going to turn into, you know, proud and happy for our group, like, just, there's so many good emotions about coaching this team, but just the emotions of how it ended is, it's tough, because you don't prepare for this press conference. There's no way to prepare.
Steve said you felt like you guys won some things in this postseason run, just kind of might be able to help you guys going forward, taking the next step. Is there anything that jumps out to you just from going through the series or going through how close you guys are?
I think the only thing we keep, you know, learned is how much it hurts when you don't win. And the hurt just, it magnifies with every round and every, you know, step closer you get. I looked at last year when we didn't make the playoffs. You know, you kind of, you're pushing, but you kind of, you know you're in trouble in April, and when it ends, you know, you kind of, there was an actual, that final date to it, you saw it. But when you're in the playoffs and you keep advancing, you're not prepared for an end. You're prepared to lift the Stanley Cup. And you just, you know, you're recognizing the hurt and how it just compounds when you get to this point. And, you know, we'll come back stronger than ever next year, as we have every year. But it's just tough, less than, you know, 16 hours after you get eliminated.
John, there's a reason that this is the hardest trophy in sports to win. When you have a general manager who went through a lot of those trials and tribulations as a player, you look across at the team that beat you last night and what Ovechkin and Backstrom and that group went through. Does that give you an understanding that just because you don't win this year doesn't mean it's over, that there's a reason to keep pushing forward?
Well, there's no question. Like, if anybody sits and says, well, it was an unsuccessful season, like, I have to question that. And you look back at this team and all the accomplishments of the regular season, and then to be one game away from getting to the Stanley Cup final, you know, to finish, there was only two teams left standing besides yourself. You just said it, this is the hardest trophy in all sports to win. And it's hard just to get this far. And this group's done it for a couple years. It's now it's just solving that piece of the puzzle of getting over the top. And as you said, Washington's, I don't know how many years Ovechkin's been in the league, but this is his first time past the second round. And that's how hard it is. A player of that much talent and gamemanship, and it's so hard to do. And you can go down the list of phenomenal players that have not won the cup. And that's why you can't let these opportunities slip, and you got to learn from them, move forward. But I just got to give these guys credit for year in, year out, you know, willing this team to go deep in the playoffs.
The guys have been with you for a while. If you look at Johnson and Hedman, they felt like this is the most talented, deepest, most experienced group that they've been around here in the runs you've had together. Like, you know, what do you feel you guys are missing that are, you know, or is this group internally constructed as a
one? Well, what were we missing? Couple goals in game seven. That's what we were missing. When it comes down to, you know, it's one game, that's it. You can sit here and pick apart all you want of what went wrong. It was one game. We didn't score, and we lost the game. They were opportunistic and scored, and they advanced. But that's how razor thin it is. So I don't think you can, you know, look back and say, what are the missing pieces? For 60 minutes, it wasn't our time. It was their time, and but you got to give credit to the guys for putting ourselves in the position to be there. Unfortunately, we just didn't get it done.
So you don't think much tweaking needs to be made to this roster at all? That this group of guys can,
with
a few bounces, can win next year?
Like, the it's razor thin how close this league is. And you just look at these playoff series, and we won a couple of them in five games, but they could easily have gone seven. And it's hard to explain, you know, just the how hard it is to get here. And I know every team's going to, there's 30 teams going to get Monday morning quarterbacked. One team's not. And so I guess you just have to build on your strengths and keep getting better, and we'll come back next year, you know, stronger than ever.
There were obviously a lot of positives, though, but I mean, the growth of Andre Vasilevsky, you had to be really impressed with what you saw.
Yeah, well, what was big for him was, you talk about a growth year, getting the net, you know, as the full-time starter, playing 60-plus games, that's a hard thing to do. So, you know, mentally, he passed all those tests. And then, you know, for me, is to win playoff series. And he's played in the playoffs, but he hadn't won a series. And to come in here and take two the way he did, and almost a third, you know, that just spells positive for him and, you know, moving forward.
You know, it's not just on, like, Stamkos, Kucherov. Nobody really scored for you guys the last couple of games, but you want your best players to be your best players at this time of year. How did you overall feel with those two guys towards the end of the series? And, I mean, I know it's just not two people, but that's...
Again, it comes down to, it was a 60-minute game. We win as a team, and lose as a team. That's it. This isn't an individual sport. Game's not decided in shootout. We're all on the ice together, and so we all take responsibility.
John, every offseason you've gone into it with a plan, whether it was reviewing all the teams to make the playoffs or whatever it is you've done. Did you have something in mind that you want to do to kind of make this team a little bit better at the end of the offseason?
Funny you said that. I feel there should be a mandatory digestion period of after the playoffs when you're eliminated. Nobody should be able to talk to each other for like 48 hours. But unfortunately, that's not how it goes, and you just start thinking about next year and things that you want to improve on and do different. And I do. I've already got things wrapping in my head of how this summer's going to go and things, you know, we have to do to get better. It's part of growing as a coach. It's part of experience, gaining experience. I'm excited for the challenge. But I'm not laying them all right here.
I mean, you talk about that digestion period. I mean, is it easy to overreact to, like, the last 48 hours or 72 hours or whatever? Do you need to step away for a couple weeks?
Oh, there's no doubt. Because you're, I mean, this has almost been a year-long process to get to this point. And you're used to the routine. You're used to the schedule. You're, for whatever reason, you're used to the grind. And then the grind, it becomes part of you. And in a couple of days, like, it's going to be no more grind for a little while, and you're probably going to miss it. But you need this time to recharge, because it's, I know how draining it is, you know, for a staff, just because we're not even the ones out there doing the physical, you know, the heavy lifting. And these players have the mental and the physical aspect, so do we wish our summer was a little bit shorter? There's no doubt, but it is time to go recharge.
I think the circuit chef, what he showed in the playoffs, especially, and Steve Buddy's.
I thought it was much along the lines of Vasilevsky growth here for him. I know in the stipulation of trade was, it was a 40-game mark, whether he was going to play, was going to take a pick or not. And the reason that trade was put in, because wasn't sure he was even going to make the team. He not only made the team, but he was he had an impact. He played on special teams for us. And obviously, there's a lot of room for growth with him, but for him to take the steps he did is pretty exceptional.
In 16, you were in the same situation. You were up 3-2. You end up losing the final two games. How often did that thought creep in your mind that summer, and is that hard to kind of push aside?
You know, it's weird. Like, I've been a part of four game sevens, and it's... I think every one of them, the winner of game six, won the series. And when people say how
Rangers. They won game six.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What was I going to... four out of the four...
Conference champions? No. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I know what I'm saying, but it's an anomaly. I took you completely off track. Well, you took me off track in, what was the question yesterday or 2 days ago about the
Game 7?
See, we got to get together.
Yeah, we have to communicate about all that stuff. But how hard is it to push past the thought, the summer thought of
Game 7, as I said, it comes down to, it's just 60 minutes. Like, I always think about the NCAA basketball tournament. That's it. It's just a series of one-gamers. Mm-hmm. And it's win or go home, and that's what Game 7 is. That's why it's so exciting. But I've been on both sides, and it is troubling that, you know, we've lost the last couple here to get to play for the ultimate goal. I think that's what's the stinger, because that's, you know, what have you done for me lately? Well, that's what we've done lately is lose those games. But you've just got to learn from it. And
so you can't let it consume you.
No, gosh, no. Like, sometimes, you know, when you fall, you got to get back up. And, you know, the teams that keep getting back up off the mat are often teams that'll find success. And as I said, just to get back to this point is so difficult, and the guys have found a way, and not many teams have. Like, in my tenure here, I think only three teams have won the Stanley Cup. It's not like there's a different winner every year. Like, the same teams have been going back and getting there, and so just imagine all the other teams in the league, how hard it is for them just to get to this point. And we have to find a way.
You think guys like Wyan Sergeyev having Strelly come up and make a big impact? I mean, how much do you expect, you know, some other younger guys next year when you need to go across Syracuse to make a team of this? And
somebody's going to make an impact. Yeah. And you just go down the line when the Johnsons and the Palats came up, and it seems that, you know, Al and Steve find a way to find these guys that are coming up, and, you know, does Sorelli count as a guy that, you know, might have an impact next year? There's no question. Are there other guys coming up from Syracuse? There's no question. And that's what I think has really helped our organization, is you don't know who the next breaking point is going to be, or the Anthony Sorelli, or and that's what makes it fun. But it's also, it pushes guys that are already here. And there's nothing wrong with a little internal competition, and that's what's been really good about this organization.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, John.